And in practicing the Metta Bhavana, I did have some glowing experiences, if not perhaps blazing forth ones. I did have some very encouraging first or early experiences. But overall, I was quite emotionally blocked. So my experience really wasn't so golden a lot of the time. There wasn't sort of much juice to draw on in a way. So there was a lot of greyness to my experience. Ratnavandana talked about the phases of fantasy and willfulness in her practice. I mean, in a way, what else do you do at that point? You know, what else is there but a sort of combination of fantasy and willed effort to kind of try and get you on there? You've had a glimpse of something and you haven't quite got anything to use to move there in a way. So what choice would there be? The more I look back, the more I think you can't help but kind of be a little bit off course when you start to practice, and you sort of just gradually get a bit closer into where you need to be going. And I don't think it matters. It's like it takes you somewhere. You do something and it takes you somewhere from which you can refine and correct. So yes, out of the fantasy and willed effort, eventually I did have to learn to really keep real with the practice. I think I always could to some degree, but, you know, not all the time. And yeah, just really take on, as Ratnavandana was saying this morning, that metta is a way of relating to our experience rather than an experience, so rather than grasping for the big glowy golden times, to be just really finding a way to be with my experience.